That is the story. We truly, truly are. All right. Now for us. Ah, so beautiful. So now when I said now for us, I literally saw like as if we had these angel wings. And it's that they're aspiring. In other words, they're quickening. So there's great movement, there's great circuitry, there's great certainty. We want to remember that we're really moving into our highest claim, our highest positioning now. And I'm pretty sure this is Kuan Yin or whoever she is just mighty and gorgeous. So she's showing us like, yes, we can. In other words, that we're not just these linear bodies walking around Earth, that we really are establishing our right for freedom. So when I said freedom, it's just like, taking a situation on a linear level, where when we open up to our stardom, when we open up our sacred heart, what comes pouring forth is our victory. So we really want to remember that we're energy and that we come with provisions. In other words, we're very, very powerful, each of us in our own holy administration. And so what is occurring very rapidly? So if it feels like, I really had everything in place, but things just keep to seem moving and things coming forth even faster than before, you're on the correct earth because this is the time for our own administration. In other words, for our own admission of our power. So things that have been lying dormant, things that I never knew what to do with this, so I'll just put it on the side and I'll just cover it with a pretty bow or whatever. It's singing and dancing and almost causing noise to get our attention because we are here to transmute it, to offer it light, to offer it healing, to offer it blessings, to offer it a sense of arrival. So now is the time to proclaim your freedom. Freedom means I no longer have to hold back. I no longer have to stay in position. And when I said in position, I really wanted to say in prison because it's sort of like we were landlocked. In other words, still beating to like an outdated drum, an outdated mission, an outdated experience of ourself. So as we will import ourselves to kind heavenly gesturing, in other words, to receive ourselves in our innocence, to receive ourselves in our light, to receive ourselves in our true outstanding pleasure. And now Mary, Mother Mary is presenting, and so she's offering while Cappuccino would like to join us, she is offering us our blessing and an upgraded entitlement so that we can seal our fate, so that we can find our way, so that we can offer ourselves like in stand-up positioning. So when I say stand-up positioning, we're not serving the world, our life, our individual circumstances, worldly circumstances, with the mental, with the brain, with what we were used to traveling with. What we're doing is we're coming into our newfound reality. So again, moving into unity consciousness, they're showing me the universe card. It's remembering that everything is us. It's a projection of us. We're connected to all. So whatever is occurring, the more we step into our unified field of assertion, in other words, really realizing everything's in our fingertips. If something you thought would be there, you can't hold on to, it's really okay because you're adjusting to your newfound coordinates. And so this is where we're working at this very fast quickening evolutionary timetable that truly is speeding up. So what we're learning to do is to attend to the heart. to attend to our energy. And so some of us, me included, are coming up against the railing. So the railing is whatever you haven't dismissed of yet, whatever is like in your laundry basket, what you just didn't know. Should I wash it on cold or hot, or should I iron it? What should I do? So it just sits there. So these can be fears. These could be, I know I needed to move, but I didn't feel it. Like whatever it is, where we have overlooked, is coming forth for our victory. Now, it doesn't always feel like that, where we've been leaning on something comfortable, something we call security, and where it's moving. So we want to remember, when we say God has our back, our God self, our higher presence, that from day one of our birth, understood that we would be entering this time, that we would be entering this quickening, that we'd be escorted and accompanied by so many beings of light, our own higher self, that's helping us to release those last strongholds. So wherever we have felt imprisoned, this is what it feels like, where you just can't get off that record player. So if it's a fear, if it's whatever it is, what you're being shown is the keys to the kingdom. So it requires us to move into our alliance of love. So again, wherever we feel apart, wherever we feel out of sorts, we're returning to the heart. We're returning to our answer key. We're returning to our truth, because when they're showing me our heart, it's this is where our power is. This is where we have tremendous power that is truly growing day by day, because this is where we're going to manifest the new reality, the miracles, the opportunities. And so again, remembering that we're not separate from anything. So again, if you lose something in the left hand, you just pick it up on the right hand, but in your new acquirement. In other words, you're moving into new energy. You're moving into new duration. So duration is, this is going to be like an ongoing situation, predicament, presence. It's not returning to the old. The old is in the old. We're pressing on to new affordability of measure. So it's really about trusting our heart, leaning on our heart. And we have not been very much used to doing this. We use the logic, we use our head, we use our brain, we use what worked yesterday. Well, that is coming to a pause, a screeching halt, and we're moving again into the heart space, into the heart center consciousness, where we're moving into that unified field. So as we will receive these gifts, when I say gifts, it's like gifts upon gifts upon gifts. So these are energies that are helping us to feel our best, not to be who we were yesterday, not to be who we were last year. It's like, oh, I'm suddenly feeling like myself again. There is no prior self. We're feeling our best in that we're quickening to our advancement. We're quickening to our excellence. So in other words, there's just going to be more light, more range of motion in that listening to that the heart answer, what's on your heart as we open to that Christ establishment. So as we will receive our offering, as we will receive our full endowment, so this is light that, oh my gosh, it's just we're able to hold more is what it is. So I'm just blown away a little bit, happily so, because where it would just sort of be like a little gentle, the offering and extenuation of care. So in other words, all that we're each entitled to is like very rapid, very how would I put this in words, we're able to hold more light. So every time we receive these offerings, there's a greater exchange. There's a greater they keep saying performance value, but what we're able to now acquire. And again, we're receiving ourselves in our truth, in our innocence, in our wholeness. And so this is, again, remembering there's no separation. It's just what we see with the physical eyes, but that doesn't show us our truth. The reason that's so important to remember is to remember what we're entitled to. So in other words, as we open up our place of grace, so in other words, we're holding the light, we're holding our place on the grid, and when we understand there's no separation, so everything that we need, we will come by. We will come by. Again, we're operating in a new system. We're operating in an exploratory adventure. So as we will receive these gifts of honor, so the gifts of honor is all beings of light, the Great White Brotherhood, Masters, like everyone placing each of us in honor, because we are here setting the tone. We are here establishing the high note. So again, what we recognize for ourselves, what we establish, what we integrate, is then offered to the many. So what we do when we say yes to ourselves, what we do when we open up to light, what we do when we open and operate from the heart is like feeding the hungry. It's spiritual manna for all, because remember, we're all one. So as we agree to the liftoff, as we agree to that higher persuasion, it's available for all. So as we allow these gifts, remember that this is the manna, this is the spiritual food, this is like showing the way, both for what we've referred to as like our individual path, as well as many, many, many paths to follow. So as we receive, we receive in generous portion. They keep emphasizing like the extent of the offering. Generous portion is don't be stingy with yourself. Don't hold back. Don't like face your troubles. Face your delight. Face your delight, meaning your light. So when they kept saying like receive your innocence, it's receive your glory. So allow these energies to strengthen your accessibility. In other words, accessing your light, having access to your higher heart, operating from the heart. So that, again, that means operating from your true knowing. It's what we're all being shown how to do, which also means these sort of groupings will evaporate. They will no longer be needed, because once we all are operating from our inner knowing, there really isn't question and answer format that is required. So we're all learning how to be the light, to dip within, to access our holy matrimony, meaning our memory of our true self. Let us receive. It is good. It is better than good. It is just real.